You think you're better than us, and you always have. But we need to be together if we're to stand a chance.
Same old bullshit. Only it's not you speaking, is it? It's that bitch Brianna and her stupid ideas about a revolution.
We need to band together against any threat to our existence.
Like you've ever had any threat to yours. For fuck's sake, that's why we live like we do. We go our own way, even from each other, and let the rest of the stoops fuck each other over. I mean, look at us. We can't even agree, and that stoop bitch wants us to band together? Under whose flag? Whose ideas? Hers, I guess.
Madam, I have nothing but the utmost respect for your views. Anything other than a temporary alliance under conditions of adversity would be less than advantageous to any of us. However, I fear that this situation may require just such an alliance. So I would request that you put your differences to one side for the moment. After all, that was why we took the liberty, indeed the risk from our point of view, of sending out a signal for you.
You're kind of cute, aren't you?
Madam, this is hardly the
time. Don't sweat it, sweetie. I could eat you for breakfast. But I won't.
Well,
Listen, you know about the writer, and you've seen what he's done here tonight, and in other places. You know what he's capable of. Well, he's got Christy. She left us the piece of tech we called you with. She needs help, and it's more than we can give against his tech. So we figure that maybe you'd like to help her.
She's a redhead, right? Strong, got real balls. Yeah, I remember her. And so does this asshole if he uses his brain for once instead of waiting for Brianna to do his thinking for him. Come to that? She must have sent him in first. She ain't far away. Call her in, fuckwit. Let's get this all sorted.
Instead of the argument that Ryan had expected, and indeed that the fat woman was spoiling for, the black man merely raised his hand and beckoned. Seemingly from nowhere, three land yachts came out of the darkness. They were so quiet, it was likely that they worked on stored solar energy. Ryan squinted and spied batteries and airfoils at the rear of each. Triangular and three-wheeled, they had sails that were angled to catch the slight breeze and assist the engine, draining less energy. Carrying pods for weapons and stores, they were of the same lightweight material as the bike used by Rhonda, and the sails were almost transparently luminescent in the night air. Two of the yachts were manned by two personnel. The third was occupied only by a woman in a khaki vest, with almost as many pockets as JB's, and tight white pants that shone almost as much as the sail above her. Her head was circled by a silver cord that was only marginally lighter than her almost platinum blonde hair, pulled back into a tight ponytail. She appeared far from happy, and it wasn't hard to guess from the way she glared at Rhonda that this was Brianna. Of more immediate concern for Ryan was that they were now outnumbered. The new arrivals made it 7 to their 5. Sure, these people weren't exactly on triple red, and his people were crack shots, but they were open and exposed. In a firefight, if it came to that, some of his people were bound to die. And he didn't like that idea. Even less he liked the look of the guys on one of the yachts. One was a lean, dark man who was dressed in old denims and a tie-dye t-shirt with a picture of a guy called Jerry Garcia on it. Though he seemed relaxed, there was an aura about him. Less subtle was the guy behind him. He was younger, smaller, but perhaps a bit stockier in build. He was bristling, the aggression showing visibly and barely contained. He carried a crossbow, and it didn't take much to see that it was already primed, as was he. It was obvious that he could explode to anger with the slightest provocation. Flicking a glance to JB, Ryan could see that the armorer had also noticed that. The last of the yachts held a man who seemed older than the rest, with thinning gray hair, his frame almost emaciated. A woman almost as thin sat with him, her long chestnut hair flowing over her shoulders and framing sharp features. Both of them had guns that were visible but holstered. They seemed calmer, less on edge. But that could be illusory. The truth was that these people seemed less likely to be allies right now than more potential enemies. And they also seemed all too keen to fight among themselves. Which was exactly what seemed about to happen as the guy with the crossbow got off the land yacht and strode toward Rhonda and the black man. His every step seemed to be a threat, and Ryan noticed the fat woman go on the back foot, prepared for trouble.
Robert, you need to calm down.
He brandished the crossbow as though it were a club. That was something of a relief to Ryan, as at least he didn't intend to start firing. Ryan looked around at his people. He could see from their expressions that they shared his own sense of bewilderment at this turn of events. These people were supposed to come to their assistance. Instead, it was starting to look as though they were getting caught in someone else's battle, never mind their own.
You! I should have known you'd show yourself here. I don't know why you bother. You never do anything but snipe at us. Okay, so you don't agree with what we're trying to do, but that's no reason to
agree
just...
Agree with you? Agree with Brianna, don't you mean? When was the last time you had a thought of your own, Robert? Instead of letting Little Miss Perfect over there do all your thinking for you.
Robert, leave her be.
Brianna jumped down from her solitary yacht and approached the group.
She's entitled to her opinion, even if it is absurd. It's not her fault she can't understand why we need to band together. The old ways are passing, and she'll pass with them. It's more important we see why we've been gathered here. Well, why are we gathered here?
Shit, lady. I wondered when you were going to get to us. Can't you do your infighting later?
I wasn't aware that I was talking to you. I was talking to your leader.
I might take the lead, but I like to listen to what my people have to say. I value the people I travel with and trust their views.
Ryan's gaze locked with hers. She had heard of him, of course. She knew the others, noticed that the red-haired woman was absent, the one she knew best. But this was her first encounter with a one-eyed man whose reputation preceded him. She took in his curly hair, the scarred yet handsome visage, the tautly muscled body. But most importantly, she took in the aura that surrounded him. He was not a man to cross, of that she was sure. She had to admire the redhead's taste, if nothing else.
Very well. Perhaps you're right. This is not the time to be arguing among ourselves. Perhaps you should tell me why you called us.
I've already told Laughing Boy there. I don't see why, with all your tech, that you couldn't have been monitoring what he said. You must have heard of this bastard mystery writer who's been blasting this area.
Perhaps I want to hear it again, to see if you're consistent and telling the truth. And perhaps I'm doubtful about how dangerous this man could be to us, rather than you mundanes.
Reckon you won't need to wait too long to find out.
Ryan shot Jack a puzzled glance, and Brianna looked angry, but both followed the direction of his hand. Drifting low across the desert surface, approaching at speed, came a small fleet of aircraft. As silent as the land yachts, they were like the parasail that the friends had seen in use before, except now there were four of them, each manned by two people. The flyweight open steel tubular frames held the seating and the propelling fan, along with the small combustion engine that powered this fan, in a sling beneath a ribbed arch of a synthetic fabric that shimmered in the gray light. They seemed too flimsy to hold the engine as well as a fan and two people, but the strength of the materials was obviously much greater than it first appeared. It was only as the parasails were skillfully glided in formation to land a few yards apart, and a farther few yards from where the technomads and the friends were already gathered, that Ryan got a better look at the group.
Rival group?
Internecine warfare is all we need right now.
Ryan and JB exchanged glances. Neither knew the word that Doc just used, but they knew exactly what it meant. But it became obvious from the attitude of the parasail people as they left their craft that they had no real axe to grind. The first of the group was a tall, thin man with very fine features that were only accentuated by dyed green hair that looked oddly pearlescent in the night light and showed ears that were pointed. Ryan, unlike the others, had never seen the man before and wondered if he was a mutie of some kind. Whatever he was, he showed no signs of hostility toward Brianna, bowing as he approached.
Brianna, I should have known you'd respond to the call. And Rhonda.
So, now you've got a few people in your little cult, Corwin.
Cult has negative connotations. We just want to do our own little thing and be left alone.
Then why did you come here?
Well, we believe in helping others. Besides, from the location it was obvious...
You mean you've heard about the writer?
You must be Ryan Cawdor. We've heard stories about a man on an incredible motorcycle who has been chilling people in this area. None of us has seen him thus far. To be honest, none of us wish to. We just want to be left alone.
He's not the kind of coldheart who wants to leave people alone.
Unfortunately, I have to agree. Avoiding him seemed the better option. You may call it cowardice. We call it wishing to live in peace.
I wouldn't judge. You have your own ways, and that's fine. But I'd say that there might come a time when you have no choice.
Corwin looked toward the people who had arrived with him.
I suspect that you are about to tell us that such a time has arrived. I notice Christy Roth is not with you, and as we approached, I noticed signs of combat over the dune. It doesn't take much to add that up and see trouble ahead.
Ryan's face cracked into a grin. Brianna and her people he didn't entirely trust, but this man he did.
You could say that. We've already explained it, but for the sake of the rest of you, I guess I'd better go over it again. And quick, because we might not have a lot of time.